In Iraq, the Baghdad district of South Dora is a mixed Sunni-Shiite area that's been ripped apart by sectarian violence. In the 6 months that U.S. troops from Fort Lewis, Washington have been based there, they've managed to cut the murder rate in half. But improving living conditions remains a challenge. Rebuilding neighborhoods and providing basic services is as much a part of the latest Baghdad security plan as the troop increase. But as NPR's Anne Garrels reports, the soldiers on the ground complain that they're getting little help from either the Iraqi government or the U.S. State Department.
4 years after American troops arrived in Baghdad, they're still taking the lead in providing the basics, ensuring minimal health care, improving conditions in schools, organizing trash collection, and getting some markets reopened. Even these simple things are difficult. A new clinic paid for by the U.S. is packed by 8 in the morning. But this wouldn't be the case if the military had not stepped in to complete work an American civilian contractor failed to finish. The Iraqi ministries have since failed to provide sufficient electricity or supplies to meet needs. Once again, it's left to the military to pick up the slack. Captain Eric Fedak with the Military Civil Affairs Unit says there's a shortage of diesel for the generator.
They are getting enough fuel to run their freezers, their refrigerators for the vaccines. Other than that, I mean, it has an x-ray machine and other things like that, but they can't run those items currently. So it runs minimally.
The U.S. State Department is supposed to help coordinate with the ministries and promote development, but American military officers say the only time a State Department official came to South Dora in recent months, she failed to contact the local American commander and subsequently ignored his recommendations. Meanwhile, the clinic gets one-fifth the amount of medicine it needs, forcing it to shut its doors by noon. With most Sunnis now pushed out of this area, this part of Southern Dora is now almost entirely Shiite. With the sectarian cleansing pretty much done, the community is now policing itself. Commercial life is picking up. But nearby mixed and Sunni neighborhoods are more violent. While troops have stepped up patrols, Fedak is trying to improve the schools here, a job, once again, the Iraqi government has failed to do. He checks on progress.
This school was threatened a few days ago.
But the contractors are still at work. He breathes a sigh of relief.
We're doing a lot of painting. We're fixing the latrines. They have some showers that we're going to fix also. It's revamping all the classrooms.
At two more schools, there are more signs of progress.
All the windows were busted out here. They'd put up plywood on top of the windows trying to keep out the cold, but I mean, there's just gusts of wind coming in. All the girls that are at this girls' school were all bundled up.
With no electricity and boarded up windows, classes were conducted in almost total darkness. Now, with new window panes and fresh paint, the classrooms are pretty cheery. But Captain Fedak's good mood is punctured. The builders have been threatened by fellow Sunnis. Yes, Sunni extremists are threatening this Sunni community to stop progress and discredit the U.S. troops and the Shiite-led government. Fedak has to start the contracting process all over again, and he's uncertain if he can find anyone willing to do the job.
Hello.
And it may be hard to protect this new market. Fedak has provided a generator so shops can open.
This fruit stand has grown up completely since we've been here. A full little fruit stand. It's awesome.
The butcher shop is full. That's a great sight to see, too.
But this resurrected marketplace could now be a target for bombers. U.S. officers just hope it's vibrant enough to service the locals, but not as tempting as other bigger markets elsewhere in the capital. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.